I have a three-point message tonight, and it's only going to take me 5 minutes to make my 3 points. Unfortunately, I have a long introduction to get to those 3 points. But once I get to my 3 points, you'll just know that it'll go just like that. You know, a lot of times in the Bible, we read a verse like Luke chapter 9, verse 23. And let me read it again for you. And he said to them all, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me." We read that verse and we don't put the proper verb tense in it. We read it like it's a one-time event. Now, let me just hasten to say, salvation is a one-time event. Salvation is an instantaneous event. The moment that you tell Jesus that you know you're a sinner and trust him as your Savior, you are saved. Amen. Happens just like that. There's no process about it. There's no process of getting better. No process of turning over a new leaf. No process of that. I mean, when he saves you for heaven, he saves you in a moment. I'm so glad that he does. I'm so glad that it works like that. But a verse like this, and there's others in the Bible, we read the verbs come, deny, take up, follow, and we say, well, that's a one-time deal. So if any man will come after me, and I'm going to decide to come after Jesus, that's a one-time decision that I make. Here's how we read the verse. Now, in just a second, I'm going to tell you about what kind of verbs they really are. But we think, if I'm going to come after Jesus, therefore, I'm going to deny myself. I'm going to do that one time. One-time event, one occurrence, and then I'm going to take up my cross, again, a one-time event, and then I'm going to follow him. And in reality, the verbs are not one-time verbs. The verbs are linear verbs, which means they happen over and over and over and over. You keep doing the actions that these verbs describe. And so you read this verse like, if any man will come after me. In other words, I come after him over and over and over. It's just not a one-time decision. I decide day after day, sometimes hour after hour, sometimes moment after moment, week after week, year after year, that I'm gonna come after Jesus. I want to follow in his footsteps. We sang the song, "Sweetly, Lord, have we heard thee calling? Come, follow me." About following his footsteps. And that what that verse says is, you need to keep doing that. You need to keep coming after him. Not, again, not a one-time decision, a decision you have to make every day, sometimes every hour, sometimes every minute, but to just come after Jesus. And he says, if any man come after me, let him deny himself. And again, that's just not a one-time deal. I mean, I just don't come up to a big basket of Butterfingers and say, I'm not going to have any today and deny myself. I mean, that's not enough. I have to do it if I'm trying to lose weight. That's not enough. I go home on, I still got four, I hate to tell you how many I have left out of that box of 42. It ain't many. But I'll go home tonight, and I'll be tempted tonight because there's still a few left. And I'll say, well, I need to deny myself tonight. Well, I got to do it again tomorrow. And the next day, and the next day, and the next day. And what Jesus is saying, now I won't do that by the way, I'll give in before the week's over, I'll just tell you right now. But that's what Jesus is saying. If you want to come after me, you got to keep doing that. And in order to do that, you have to deny yourself. And then he says you have to take up your cross. And again, you don't pick up a cross one day and carry it for the rest of your life. I'm going to illustrate that in just a minute. But you have to pick up, in fact, he says it in this verse, I think, to sort of get our attention, and take up his cross daily. Daily. Again, not a one-time deal. Not, you don't bend down one time and get a cross and carry that cross for the rest of your life. Jesus says you got to do it daily. And then he says, if you want to come after me, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. And so if you're going to read that verse like the verbs imply, it would be come after me, come after me, come after me, come after me. Deny yourself, deny yourself, deny yourself, deny yourself. Take up your cross, take up your cross, take up your cross, take up your cross. Follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me. It's a linear verb. It's a verb that calls for continuous action, a verb that you can't do just one time. And I'm so glad that God, in his wisdom, the crosses that he gives us to bear daily, he's wise in the crosses that he gives us to bear. Let's say that I'm a new Christian, and I want to come after Jesus. And I read this verse that says, deny myself, take up your cross. You know, I'm glad the first cross that Jesus gives me is not one like this. This is one heavy cross. I can lift it, but it is heavy. I mean, it's made out of 2x6s, something like that. It's one we used on the float. And so it is heavy. Now, I'm a new Christian. I want to follow Christ. He says, come and take up your cross daily and follow me. I'll tell you what, if this was the first cross that God asked me to bear, I would be discouraged. I would almost say, man, if this is what Christianity is all about, I don't know if I can take it or not. But that's not how God works. Here's how God works. He gives us a little cross like this, made out of toothpicks. This cross, to illustrate my point tonight, a little cross. You see, it's like when he was leading the Israelites out of Egypt to the promised land. There was a more direct route than he took them, but it was a way where they'd have to fight. And he knew that they wouldn't be ready to fight the first day or two out of Egypt. And so he led them around a way that they could avoid the fight. And when we say, God, I want to come after Jesus. I want to follow him. He says, okay, take up your cross. He doesn't give us one like that. He gives us one like this. Just a little cross, a little burden, a little heartache. Something that sort of like I had a guy that I used to work with that said, whenever we'd have a little problem, he said, this is just like a bunch of chickens pecking at your ankles. And that's what this cross is like. Just like a bunch of little chicks pecking at your ankles. Not a big deal. I mean, some of us, we pick up a little cross like this and we don't even realize that it's there. But it's there, a nagging problem, a nagging heartache. And we carry this one for a while and the Lord says, okay, you got to do this daily. It's just not a one-time deal. You can't carry this little cross the rest of your life. And so he gives us a little bit bigger one, a little bit bigger one. Surely not as heavy as that one that maybe one day we'll have to bear, but a little bit heavier than the one I've been carrying around for a while. And so I bear this one for a while, and I say, Jesus, I still want to follow you. Man, that first little cross you gave me to bear wasn't bad, and this one, it hurts a little bit more, and it's a little bit bigger of a problem, but it's not bad. And I want to follow you, and I want to come after you. He says, okay. Good. And he says, all right, it's time for you to put that cross down and get a little bit bigger one. A little bit bigger one. Again, a little bit heavier than that first one, a little bit heavier than the second one, but sure not as heavy as that last one over there. He says, take up your cross. And as we're going through these crosses, here's what he's proven to us. Hey, you got a problem? I can handle it. We can do it together. You got to trust me. I mean, and that's why it's important that we learn when we're carrying the little crosses that God is able. That's why when he sends little problems into our life and little heartaches, and I'm going to talk about our kids in just a minute, but we need to let them bear some of their own crosses. Because if you don't learn with the easy crosses that God is able, you won't be able to pick up the heavier ones. And so we put that one down. We still want to follow Jesus. He says, all right, I'm going to give you a little bit heavier one. And if I would have picked this one up first, I might not have been able to bear it like I did the first one. But since this is my fourth one, hey, this is not so bad. I know that God's able. I know he's able to help me get through the problem. It hurts a little bit more, and it's a little bit bigger of a heartache. But God has proved himself over and over and over to me, and I can bear this one. And then he says, hey, I want you to put that one down. I want you to get a little bit bigger one. So I pick up a little bit bigger one. Now, again, if I would have picked this up first, I might have said, boy, this isn't for me. I don't want to follow Jesus. If this is what I got to do, I don't want to come after him. But this is my 1, 2, 3, 4. This is my fifth one. I know what he's about. I know that he's just trying to get me to lean on him. I know that he's just trying to get me to trust him. And so even though this cross is heavier, even though this burden is heavier than anyone I've carried so far, I know that he'll help me. And I trust him. I trust him. And I say, I still want to follow Jesus. I don't care if he has given me this bigger problem in my life, this bigger heartache. I still want to follow him. And I'm going to take up this cross daily, and I'm going to come after him. And then when God knows we're ready, he says, hey, put that one down, and let's pick up that next one. A little bit bigger than the first one, isn't it? A little bit bigger than the last one. A little bit heavier than the first one, a little bit heavier than the last one. But you know what? Again, instead of getting discouraged, instead of saying, man, this isn't for me, what I say is, hey, God's proven himself to me. Even though he's given me a great big problem or a great big heartache, I know he's got a purpose for it. I know he's trying to accomplish something in my life, and I can bear this cross. I don't have to do it by myself. He's with me, never leaves me nor forsakes me. He strengthens me day by day and gives me what I need day by day. And pretty soon he says, okay, you bore that cross. Now put that one down and let's pick up the next one. Now, this next one is a lot heavier than the first one. It's a lot bigger than the first one. If you're not careful with this one, if you forget what's gone before, you could get discouraged. And you could say, I don't think I want to follow Jesus anymore. But you know what? He's prepared you. He's gotten you ready. He's built up your strength. So when he calls on you to bear this cross. Oh, and by the way, you know what? One thing I forgot to mention. As we bear those crosses, not only is he watching, but other people are watching. Other people are watching. I look at people that are carrying a cross this size, and I always marvel in amazement. And then as I get to know them, and they tell me about some of the things they've gone through in their life, I begin to understand how they can carry a cross this big, because God has prepared them all their life to carry it. And then there comes a day when he says, put that one down and go over here and get this heavy one. And this is a heavy one. This is the one that will fall beneath the load sometimes because it is so heavy. And these are the kind of crosses sometimes we look to heaven and we say, God, what did I do wrong? Where did I fall short? Why have you let something like this come into my life? I just don't understand. Why would you ask me to carry something this heavy? And he always comes back and says, because I love you and I want you to get closer to me. You carried that first one and the second one and the third one and the fourth one and the fifth one. You struggled a little bit with the sixth one, but you got the hang of that, and I gave you the next one and you fell a couple times with that one, but you learned to carry that. Now I'm going to give you this one, because I still want you to depend on me. I want you to lean on me. You see, when our crosses get light and our crosses get easy, we tend to forget God. Here's what we say. Hey, I got this thing figured out. I can do it. And if we're not careful, we begin to do it in our own strength with our own wisdom. And then God says, hey, it's time for you to pick up a heavier cross, because I don't want you to do it in your own strength. I don't want you to do it by yourself. I want it to be heavy enough that you have to come to me and depend on me. And again, the Bible promises us that He knows what we can take. And that he'll never put anything in our life that's heavier than we can bear. I read a story one time that sort of illustrates this. Little farm boy, actually he was a teenager. His dad bought him a little calf. And they became very much attached. And every day that 13-year-old would go out to the barn and he'd pick up that little calf, hug it, and he'd carry it out to the field. At night, he'd go out to the field, pick up that little calf, and carry it back to the barn. Well, that calf ate, and that calf began to grow. But every day, this boy, as he grew also, he would go out first thing in the morning, pick it up, hold it in his arms, carry it out to the field. Every day at night, he'd pick it up, carry it back to the barn. Day after day after day, week after week after week, month after month after month, year after year after year. And pretty soon, it was a full-grown steer. Now this young man went out, and he picked it up, carried it out to the field. Went out at night, picked it up, carried it back to the barn. Say, how can somebody do that? Because every day, he picked up that little calf and carried it. And as he carried it, his arms and muscles grew stronger. And so as that calf got bigger and bigger and bigger, so did his strength. It got bigger and bigger and bigger. And he bore that burden. That's what God's trying to say to us in that verse. I want you to come after me. I want you to deny yourself. I want you to take up your cross daily. I want you to pick it up daily. I want you to learn to carry it. And as you carry it, I'll give you more strength. And when you get to the point that it's not a problem anymore, you can carry it with your own strength, then I'll give you a bigger one. Because I never, ever want you to get to the point where you think you can make it by yourself. I always want you to depend on me. You know, I think this is one reason why there's so many teenagers that are committing suicide. There's so many teenagers that are turning to drugs. There's so many teenagers that are getting off course. Is because the first burden that they really have to carry by themselves, it's not a little one like this, or a little one like this, or a little one like this. Because here's what we do as parents. So I want to preach to the parents for a minute. I don't care how old your kids are. This will apply. Here's what we do. Well, I don't want my kids to go through what I went through. So I'm going to help them. And I'm going to protect them. And I'm going to protect them from all those things that I experienced when I was a child. And I'm going to protect them from all those things that I had to go through when I was a teenager. And then when they get in a situation where mom and dad can't be there, instead of having to pick up a little cross like this, sometimes they have to pick up one like this, and they don't know how to do it. They don't have the strength to do it. And so they try to find a way of escape. And that way of escape is something that we would want none of our kids to pick. I was talking to a guy yesterday, a guy I work with, ran into him at the store. He says, hey, I got a question for you. You're a pastor. I said, yeah. He said, I got a question for you. He said, I have a daughter. She graduated from college, all A's. She did very good in college. And she's out now, and she's got her first job. And he says, I own some apartments, and I'm letting her live in one of my apartments. I said, do you think that I should charge her rent? I said, yes, sir. I mean, I don't even have to think about it. You ought to charge her rent. Maybe you ought to give her a deal. Maybe you ought not to charge her the same as you would charge somebody that come in off the street. But yes, sir, you ought to charge her rent. He said, well, she's my daughter. I mean, you know, she's my only child. She's going to get all my money anyway when I die. So why wouldn't I just let her live in this apartment for nothing? And I said, because you've got to let her bear some burdens so that she learns how to do it. And I'll tell you what, you may think this is crazy, but if she doesn't pay her rent, you got to treat her like everybody else and boot her out. You got to evict her. Come up and load her stuff up and say, hey, didn't pay your rent? You don't get to live in this apartment. He said, I couldn't do that to my daughter. I said, he said these very words. He said, I don't want her to have to experience what I experienced. And I said, then don't expect her to bear the burdens that you bore. Don't expect her to be wise like you were. Don't expect her to be able to overcome problems like you can unless you give her the ability to do that with small problems. I grew up across the alley. Back in my day, we still had alleys. That's where you put the garbage instead of putting them on the street. But across the alley from us, there lived a guy the same age as I am. His name was Donald Carter. And his dad was he had lots of money. He was a millionaire two or three times over. But Donald and I were buddies. And you would never know that his dad was rich. Now, you know, you don't. Some of you know my upbringing. We were probably at the very bottom of middle class, very bottom. My dad most of the time worked three jobs. My mom worked. Three boys. I mean, they got by. We always had enough to eat. Of course, I was the oldest, so I got all the new clothes, and then they were passed down from brother to brother. Some of you know how that is. But Donald would come over and spend the night with me, and I'd go over and spend the night with him. There was no difference. I mean, when I was at his house, it looked like the same as my house. And we would work together. I mean, we'd go out in the summer, and we'd cut lawns together. We'd pull weeds together. Guy across the street hired us one summer to sand his car. He was going to paint a car, so the two of us went over there, and I can't remember. We were 12 or 13, and the guy said, hey, you guys think you can sand this car? I said, no problem. We could just a couple hours, we'll have this sanded. So we worked for 4.5 days, and he said, hey, you guys need to come back. You missed a few spots. But we were buddies. And I remember, just like it was yesterday, we were over at his house one day, and we were drinking Pepsi and moon pies. I can remember just like it was yesterday. I'm glad I got one amen out of you tonight, Brother Leonard. And his dad came into the room. And he said, Dad, I thought we were rich. Why do I have to cut grass? Why do I have to pull weeds? Why do I have to sand cars? Why can't you just give me money? Aren't we rich? And I remember what his dad said. He said it very unassuming. He said, well, you know, we got enough to get by. And so Donald said, well, then why do I have to work so much? And his dad said this. He said, because I'm trying to teach you to be a man. I'm trying to teach you what it is to work. I'm trying to teach you to value the things that you get. If I gave them to you, it wouldn't value. And he quoted a verse from Lamentations 3:27, where the Bible says, it is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. He bear the yoke in his youth. I haven't seen Donald for probably 15 years. Our paths have parted. But when I saw him 15 years ago, he was the head of a company that revenue was $11 million a year, and he had plans to double that within 3. And again, he moved to California, and I haven't kept up with him since then. But there's an example. Yeah, his dad could have given him everything that he wanted. His dad could have helped him not work a day in his life. But unless he bore those burdens when he was young, he wouldn't have known what it is to bear them when he's old. And sometimes when God, we get in God's way. We mess up God's plan. Because his plan is we start with the little crosses and work our way up, and we sometimes we ourselves don't want to take those crosses, and sometimes we keep our kids from picking up those crosses. And again, sometimes, you know, they get to the point in their life where they haven't had to bear any burdens and have any responsibility. Then they get over here to this end of the spectrum, and God tells them to pick something up, and they're not ready. And mom and dad ain't there to help them. Ain't there to help them. And they have trouble. So, when Jesus said, pick up your cross daily, pick up your burden daily, carry them when they're small, so when the bigger ones come, you'll be able to handle them too, he knew what he was doing. So that's my introduction. Here's my 3 points. Number 1, take up your cross daily. You got a burden? You got a heartache? Pick it up. Depend on God. Lean on Him. Listen, just decide, I'm going to call off the pity parties. I'm going to call off depression. I'm going to quit feeling sorry for myself. I'm going to quit complaining. I don't care if it's a burden like this or if it's a burden like this. I'm just going to pick it up. This is what God wants me to carry. I believe that God knows what He's doing. I believe that God has a plan for my life. I believe that plan good and it works all together. And if God wants me to carry a cross like this, I'm going to carry it. And I'm not going to feel sorry for myself. I'm not going to whine. I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to look to heaven and say, God, why'd you ever let something like this come into my life? I'm going to believe, like I was talking about Wednesday night, that He's got a plan for every single person's life. If you didn't hear Wednesday night's message, you need to get the CD and listen to it. But He's got a plan for every person's life. He knows what we need. And when He says, hey, I want you to carry a cross, just go ahead and pick it up. He knows what He's doing. He knows a lot better about us than we know ourselves. We might say, oh no, I can't handle this, Lord. And He said, yes, you can. With me, you can't handle it by yourself. I don't want to give you one of those that you can handle by yourself because you'll handle it by yourself. I want you to know you still got to depend on me, that I still have to give you strength, that I still have to give you wisdom. You can carry it. Together we can carry it. And you'll learn that I'm still able. So my first point tonight, if there's a burden in your life, if there's a heartache in your life, if there's something that you're struggling with in your life, just go ahead and thank God for it. It's all going to work together for good. He knows what He's doing. He's able and will give you what you need to carry it. So just pick it up. Just pick it up. Number two, I like this one. If you get tired of carrying yours, put it down and go pick up somebody else's. Hey, Brother Dick, come up here for a second. All right? So, you pick up that one right there, that little dowel one, okay? Now, so here I am. I got this big one. Brother Dick's got that little one. Brother Dick gets tired of carrying his. So you know what to do when you get tired of carrying yours? Put it down and come over here and say, hey, let me help you carry yours. And when we get both of us underneath this cross, it's not so heavy. Okay, thank you, sir. That's why the Bible says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, bear ye one another's burdens. Go ahead and find somebody that's got it worse off than you do and go carry their burden for a while. And when you get done with it, go back and get yours. And I guarantee you, when you go back and get yours, yours won't seem so heavy as it was before. So bear one another's burdens. Go find a widow. That was too late to cut grass. But say, hey, I'll shovel your snow this winter. I'll do it. I'll do it. You don't have to worry about it. This is for the ladies, not for the men. Go shopping for her. Back, go pick her up and take her to the grocery store. Have lunch on the way. Go bear their burdens. Go to a convalescence home. And just go into a room. Set. Visit. Take your kids with you. Say, oh, Brother Darrell, I don't want to take my kids to a place like that. Why not? Why not? You'd bring extreme joy and happiness to some of those folks that are there. If they saw some little kids running down the hallway, amen. You would. Bear one another's burdens. And number three, this is my last point. When the big burdens come, thank God for the little ones that got you ready. That got you ready. Your spouse dies. Your best friend calls it quits. Your children take a wrong turn. Your mom and dad get sick and you have to take care of them. You just thank God that that wasn't the first burden he asked you to bear. You thank God for all these other burdens that he put in your life to get you ready to know that he is able, to know that you can trust him. Take up your cross. Take up your cross. Take up your cross. Take up your cross. I don't want to. Take up your cross. It's too heavy. Take up your cross. God, why would you let something like this come into my life? Take up your cross. Quit feeling sorry for yourself. God knows exactly what he's doing. And by the way, he loves you. He loves you in ways that I cannot explain to you. He loves you. Take up your cross daily. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the simplicity of this book, for the simplicity of the lessons that are in it. And I pray tonight that we'd all want to follow Jesus, and we'd all tonight be willing to take up our cross daily. Thank you for the crosses that you put in our life, for the burdens that you put there, for the heartaches that you put there, because they draw us closer to you. They make us depend on you. And Father, I pray for those tonight. And I know we have some in our church, some here, some not here. I know there's some in our church that are carrying pretty heavy crosses right now. Father, I pray you'd help us to help them bear those crosses. But Father, help them to also realize that you haven't put more on them than they can bear. They'll need to depend on you. But Father, they can do it. Father, I pray if there's somebody here that doesn't know Christ, they'd understand that they're a sinner. Penalty for that sin is eternal separation from you. And tonight they'd see the Savior, they'd see Jesus, and they'd realize that he's the only one that can help them. Father, help them to come. Help them to make that decision to receive Christ. Bless the invitation. Use it as you see fit. For it's in Christ's name we pray.